Joe Biden launches transition website as votes being counted. By Harris Alic on November 4, 2020. Even though the 2020 presidential race has yet to determine an outright winner, former Vice President Joe Biden's campaign is launching its transition website. On Wednesday, shortly after the Associated Press called Michigan and Wisconsin for the Democrat ticket, Biden's campaign unveiled their transition website. The site will likely serve as the campaign's chief mechanism for disseminating news and information about potential Biden administration policies and appointments should the former vice president win the election. The American people will determine who will serve as the next president of the United States, the only text on the site states. Votes are still being counted in several states around the country. The crises facing the country are severe, from a pandemic to an economic recession. Climate change to racial injustice, and the transition team will continue preparing at full speed so that the Biden-Harris administration can hit the ground running on day one, it continues. Biden's transition site comes as votes in the presidential contest are still being counted. In Arizona, which was initially called for the former vice president on election night, a dispute has emerged over the number of outstanding mail-in ballots left to be counted. Similarly, election officials are still tabulating results in Georgia, North Carolina, Nevada, and Pennsylvania. In the first two, Georgia and North Carolina, Trump currently holds a narrow lead. Although the margin is quickly diminishing and there are still a number of days that state election officials have to determine the validity of provisional ballots. In Nevada, meanwhile, Biden leads by less than 10,000 votes, with about 10% of the ballots outstanding. Of all four states, the one considered most of a toss-up is Pennsylvania. There, Trump holds a 3% lead, but state officials have announced there are anywhere between 1 and 3 million mail-in ballots still to be counted.